Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane joining us for an update on the January 21st Council meeting. Ian, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Joe?
I am inside where it's warm, so I'm happy.
Cold! You know, no matter what the weather is, everyone loves to complain about it.
That is our national pastime here in New England, at least.
I guess. Yeah. Quit it.
Yeah, knock it off, all of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be what it is. We had 4 inches of snow, for crying out loud. We can deal with
it. My God, and it was gorgeous. It's so nice to see winter.
Well, you know, it's funny. You go by the skating rink next across from the courthouse there. It really looks very winter-like.
It does. The skating rink, saw people out there. Kids were out sledding. I mean, you know, this is good stuff.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, you're gonna regret that you brought that up. How's the Curtisburg Golf Course project coming?
Actually, it's fine that you asked, because I did just receive an email this morning from Commissioner Murphy. So I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
It said that sounds like the food service, which is currently going through the RFP process right now, will not be ready until likely April 1st. And a vendor hasn't even been selected. So I guess there may be an opportunity to open up bar service in March for early golf, but the food service operation is more complicated and will take longer to stand up. The construction progress continues, and it's anticipated being substantially completed around March 1st. There'll be additional work required after that, including the final pavement, which can only occur after the plants reopen in the spring. That paving is likely early April. We'll also have to work to do around the building to include landscaping and rebuilding the first tee. As for the park, the drainage work is 95% complete. We simply need to tie in the last swale to the new drainage structure by the tower. The area behind Summit Ave, working down toward the driveway, is complete. The pipe under the park that once served the water supply has been repurposed by DPW and engineering and is functioning to draw off some of the groundwater that led to saturation conditions for the field. We're still at a standstill with some of the work due to the frost. And let's see, when the cold weather relents a bit, they'll be adding an accessible connection inside the playground and completing the fence around the playground. In March, it's anticipated they'll construct a pathway that enters from the parking lot and runs to the playground and tower area. In April, they'll be adding new trees throughout the park. Mike Castanelli has been working directly with some of the neighbors and the abutters and has shared these plans directly with them. They're also installing some additional plantings in the park, including a small pollinator garden, which should be a nice feature. All this was in the plans, and it's all in the plans, and similarly in the plans that the landscape architect had put together. So, you know, no surprises, all according to the communications that have been pretty clear from Commissioner Murphy from the start. So, and it sounds like Public Buildings is running lead on repairing the tower roof, and that's the update. But that's a good update. I mean, it sounds like on target to enjoy a golf season soon.
Yes, I am so glad that we had that little brainstorming session about the weather, because look at that, we got a whole great story.
Everything's meant to be as it is, Joe. So no, that's great. I'm glad you asked. I think that's an important communication to convey. Obviously, we've done a video with Commissioner Murphy in the fall and showed some of the progress in the building. It's going to be beautiful. You know, I've talked to a lot of the neighborhood residents who are looking forward to, you know, being able to more adequately use the new property that'll be there. And I think it's a great addition to the city. So
Excellent. It's certainly an
improvement.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Timely question. But yes, the kids do enjoy sledding, and that's fun too.
That's why I brought it up. That was what I was thinking of initially.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, my mom had sent me a video. She was standing outside on South Central Ave watching the kids, and it reminded me of when I was a kid sledding and breaking my arm in high school. On the first hole, going over the sand trap.
Yeah, I'm sure she loved that when you broke your arm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, they took me away in an ambulance. Anyway.
Oh gosh. Let's not do that again.
We're here to talk about the council meeting.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. So our council meeting last night. We had, so the home rule petition for the Quarry Hills extension of the existing lease came before us again. This was procedural. There was a clerical error in what was sent up to the State House after passing the Home Rule petition at the City Council. It was, the lease that was sent up didn't include the intent of, sort of the council, which was, the option to purchase was not included in the State House version. So it was just represented to us. That will be resubmitted to our legislators, who will submit it on our behalf and pass it through, hopefully. That passed unanimously. There was an appropriation for $475,000 for fire department new firefighter recruits turnout gear. So this will support equipment for approximately, I think that it was about 40, 35 to 45 was the number, I think. So I said about 40 men and women for the new cohort that's coming in. The chief came up and gave us a quick little overview of, what this would go towards. But, this just continues to support our fire department, and which is apparently the most staffed fire department that we've had in decades. And, we are one of the most funded and, as the chief put it, progressive firefighting units in the state. So that's good. Apparently 25,000 of this will be used to purchase a an engine and a truck. There's two engines, there's two trucks. One engine is good, one truck is bad. We're putting the good ones together in order to create a workable unit, and the rest will be sold for parts or reused for parts. That passed unanimously. That we changed the order last night of the agenda to put a resolution that Councillor DeBona and Councillor Devine put forward on wildfire preparedness. And obviously, in light of the awful news out of California over the last few weeks, and the incredible losses there, Councillor DeBona, who had originally proposed this resolve, just wanted to, provide some assurances to our local area residents that we are prepared for such things. Of course, being in such close proximity to the Blue Hills, and we've seen fires sort of start out of that area, and you just obviously, when you've seen what's going on in California, you never know what can happen. So just making sure that we're in place for that circumstance. So I think the intention there is to, it was put into oversight, so we might have a hearing around that. The chief did speak about this a little, and he said, interestingly, that we in Quincy have a mutual aid agreement with Quebec, who has one of those very large planes that picks up water directly from a water source. And it's, I think it, will dump about 1,600 gallons of water an hour. And, it's very interesting. I asked the chief, where's the closest domestic resource? Why, where are the planes in any states close to us? And he said he doesn't know of any in either around our area or in the country. So that is the close. It's an hour and a half out, which I suppose isn't bad, but it was sort of wild to know that there was no resource of that sort in domestic proximity.
Yeah, that is surprising that
Yeah.
Quebec would have it, but the United States would not.
Correct.
Yeah,
Right.
interesting.
So,
Okay.
that passed. The next item on the agenda was a resolution put forward by Councillor Campbell, who's seeking to use the Affordable Housing Trust to support families who want to continue to own family homesteads in the City of Quincy, people who are lifelong Quincy residents, who are looking to do improvements, somehow leveraging the Affordable Housing Trust to enable lending options for families who might be seeking other lending options. I think it's an interesting concept. I look forward to, discussing it more. I know that from Councillor Campbell's perspective, this was an introduction, and will be discussed at a later date. The next resolve, I had put forward a resolution about reviewing the accounting and purchasing processes within the city. Obviously, this has been in the news recently, unfortunately, of now former employee, longtime employee of the city, who was most recently indicted on federal charges related to his criminal activity within the Department of Senior Services, or the Kennedy Center. And so, we just want to make sure that, this is, I mean, one, it's unacceptable. This is unfortunate circumstance. It's unacceptable. And we need to make sure that we're protecting the city to make sure that nothing like this can and will ever happen again. And I know that Mr. Walker spoke to some efforts that have already been advanced, including an independent forensic audit of the situation, which is not ready yet, and we'll look forward to seeing that. But also some controls, financial controls, and mechanisms that have been upgraded and put into place to make sure things like this do not happen. So we put that measure into oversight, and we'll look forward to having a presentation, ideally with those folks involved in making these changes throughout the city to tell us how things have been improved.
Okay, so would this review your resolution, Ian? Would that be in addition to what the city is already doing, or would it be in conjunction with?
I believe it's in conjunction. I think so. I wasn't fully aware that there was an independent audit already taking place, but that was the original intent, was let's provide an accounting of what took place and what's actually going on and that led to this
Okay.
situation occurring, and then making sure that we're preventing this from occurring again.
Gotcha. Okay,
Okay.
very good.
Yeah. And then there were two items left on the agenda. There were two gifts. One was $10,000 from the Copeland Family Foundation to DARE, and about $2,700 from various donors to DARE, which were both passed.
Very good. Okay. Just a couple of questions that came up when you were talking. I don't know if you have the answers or not, but with the fire department, you said men and women. Are there women firefighters in Quincy?
Not currently. I think this will be the first. These will be
Wow.
the first. And I want to say that there might be two. That's just my anecdotal. But yeah, I think they'll be the first female firefighters in Quincy.
There's a separate story I want to pursue with the chief, certainly. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And secondly, the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Do you know how much is in that fund, Ian?
I don't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Call up our friend Susan O'Connor.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. The trustee. Okay. All right. And your next meeting?
February 3rd. Yep. Monday, February 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Be there, be square, and I'll see you the day after. We'll talk about what happened that night. How about
Well,
that?
that sounds like a plan. And maybe we won't be golfing by then, but maybe simulated golfing.
You never know. You never know. People have
Thanks a
done
lot, Ian.
crazier things in the winter.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Be well.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.